The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant.
Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
And now, your daily dose of the latest on the Scarlet and Gray.
This is Carpenter and Rothman's Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Don't go through another furnace breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day furnace installation.
All right, we go. We double down on recruiting talk, and we do it with Bill Green, 247sports.com. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Billy, welcome back. Hope you're well.
Hey, doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. So let's break down the stars. Let's do the rankings nationally and Big Ten with Ohio State. Before you get to those numbers, was there any drama today anywhere in the conference?
No, not really. I mean, Ohio State has such a better class, put it that way, than anyone else in the conference. You know, there's a gap. There's been a gap on the field the past couple of years. And then, again, in recruiting here, you know, you've got Michigan and Penn State kind of in that 13-14 range, and Ohio State at number five. And that's a huge gap in talent. So no drama today. Ohio State only waited on the one kid, Cameron Martinez. So their barn was already in the hay before today. They are already in great position for 2021. So, you know, what we're seeing is just, the beat rolls on. There's really nothing changing in the Big Ten. You know, Penn State and Michigan still have a little bit of a gap over Wisconsin and those teams, but Ohio State has a huge gap over Penn State and Michigan, so I don't see anything changing.
Was there anything, schools that you would say you surprisingly had a big class or a good class? I know Scott Frost in Nebraska has been trying to get things going. P.J. Fleck, you know, out west, like just trying to figure out, is there anyone else? Because you mentioned Ohio State, you mentioned Michigan and Penn State, then right after. Is there anyone else that you could see potentially being a fourth team that, due to their recruiting, you know, and can, at a fairly medium to high level, could get into those conversations?
I really don't. Nebraska had a heck of a nice class. They're ranked 21 in America, puts them right there with Stanford and Arizona State and Kentucky and Georgia Tech. So that's who you are, you know. And then Wisconsin, they do what they do year after year after year. They'll come in probably this year. They're going to have a number 25 class in that range, and those guys will outperform their ranking. Now, Wisconsin, they're always a pain in the butt to everybody, but, you know, they're not a playoff team. Let's face it. So they're kind of who they are. You know, when I look at the talent people are accumulating, I think it's the same. There's no change in anything we've seen, you know, in the past 4 or 5 years.
Bill Green with us, 247sports.com. So LSU wins the national title and presume that they are above Ohio State in your rank in 247 Sports rankings?
They are, but, I mean, it's by an inch, not by much. You know, it's a guy here or a guy there. You know, LSU did sneak into the fourth spot. A&M had a great day today, and A&M has really finished strong. They snuck up into the sixth spot. Georgia 1, Bama 2, Clemson 3. So it's basically the same players. You know, who have been in the playoffs in the past 4 or 5 years? Well, it's Georgia, it's Alabama, it's Clemson, it's LSU, it's Ohio State. You know, you get about the same thing every year in college football anymore. There can be an outlier where a Michigan State sneaks in or a Washington sneaks in, but pretty much you wouldn't have to be a college football expert. You could ask any layman off the street, well, who's going to make the playoffs next year? And you could just look at past history and say, well, it'll be Georgia, Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, you know, Oklahoma. It's the same teams all the time, and we're not seeing any change in the recruiting rankings that would – you know, enable some outsider to jump up and get into that top group. We're just seeing the same thing year after year, the same players get the same kid.
You know, Brian Hartline did a fantastic job bringing in an unbelievable receiver class. A lot of those guys, I think all four of them are actually enrolled early and already on campus and, you know, look the part. Outside of that position group, where would you say the strength of this class is?
You know, it's definitely offense. The quarterback, you know, they've had Jack Miller committed, and then signed him. You know, he was in their wheelhouse for a long time. But I'm going to tell you what, C.J. Stroud is the real deal. And I'm not saying Jack Miller isn't. But C.J. Stroud has a chance to be a Justin Fields, in my opinion. I think C.J. Stroud is that good. I think C.J. Stroud will be the backup next year. And I think if Justin, you know, something happened to him, I think C.J. Stroud can step in and take him to the playoffs. I mean, he's that good. This kid is really going to surprise people because he kind of popped into their radar late in the process. But, you know, they really needed depth on the O-line, too. And they signed six. And, you know, they have two really, really high-rated guys. Paris Johnson, the in-state kid. I mean, he has everything he needs. He's the prototypical left tackle. He's 6'7", he's 290 pounds, he's a basketball player type frame, great feet. You know, those guys are so rare. And then they signed an inside guy in Luke Whipler, who is probably going to be a Pat Elfline, Billy Price type kid. So they really did hit a lot of needs in this class. The receivers are, it's the most amazing receiver class I've ever seen at Ohio State. But they really added depth on the O-line, and that was something they really wanted to do.
Good stuff. Bill, thanks for hopping on today and recapping and giving us your insight on the rankings and more. I'm sure we'll talk to you along the way. Thanks, bud.
Anytime.
Bill Green. Follow him on Twitter, at Bill Bank Green. Covering the best football players in the OHIO for 24/7 Sports.